Hey everyone, welcome back to the Jamie Star Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. So my guest today appeared in The Girl from North Country on Broadway, as well as Paper Mill Playhouse's production of Disney's Hercules. My guest today is Kiara Trenteling. So, Girl from North Country. Did you know a lot about Bob Dylan before Girl from North Country, or was Bob Dylan like a new name in your life or a new person in your life when you signed on to this?
So, you know, funnily enough, like, I was a huge Bob Dylan fan when I was younger, so it all felt like very sort of kismet when it happened. But I sort of went through this stage in high school where I was like obsessed with all Bob Dylan songs and like went through all of his albums and like fell in love with, especially, you know, when you're 15 years old and you're going through all the, you know, new romance in your life and that kind of thing. I was always listening to all his romantic songs. And I just, yeah, I was a huge fan. I also just loved folk music. I loved his sound and just the idea of like a folk song and telling a story. And yeah, so it was really, really neat when I got involved with that, because it was just like, wow, okay, maybe this is meant to be.
Yeah. So what was it like getting to perform Bob Dylan's music each night in front of massive Bob Dylan fans on Broadway?
It was really incredible. And actually, I was an offstage swing in Girl from the North Country, but still just like getting to hear that music every night and Simon Hill's arrangements of that music, it really changed the sound of it and made it something completely new, but like all of the lyrics that really mattered were still there, and it was really special. It was like a magical kind of experience. Yeah.
Was it nerve-wracking on nights when you went on because of the big Bob Dylan fan base?
I mean, I feel like the Bob Dylan fan base was more supportive than anything else, so I don't think that would make it like more nerve-wracking, but in general, I mean, it's always a little bit nerve-wracking to go on, especially when you're an offstage swing or understudy. I remember the first time I went on, I hadn't really had any rehearsal yet because we were still in previews. So that was probably the most nerve-wracking time. But yeah, you just kind of get your game face on.
Mm-hmm. It's like ready, set, go.
Exactly. You get a shout out to McCann.
Yeah. What was harder, making your initial Broadway debut or making your Broadway principal debut?
Oh, what was harder? Probably the principal debut in a strange way. You know, the character had a few small moments and she had this very vulnerable scene, which was like the one scene that she really had. And it was with the character of Jean Lane, and it was very exposed and like very vulnerable and very just, she entered through the audience and she walks up on the stage and she's downstage having this intimate moment. And so that was definitely difficult. It was scary. That was definitely scarier, I think, than even going on for the first time as a swing in the ensemble, even though I hadn't had much rehearsal the first time I went on. But for the principal debut, yeah, I'd say that was a little bit more difficult, just to stay calm and to be like, all right, I've got this. I've prepared. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah. What do you miss most about Girl from North Country?
Oh, I miss so much about it. I miss the people, definitely. We all got so close. So, especially when you're an offstage swing. Mm-hmm. That's all you're doing is you're spending time with these people and you're getting to know them. And so I got really, really close with a lot of my other swing family, and I miss the music, definitely. Yeah. That music was everything.
So Hercules, a Disney movie that I don't know about you, but I think is very, needs more love and is underrated, and the music is genius.
The music is genius.
I think Hercules, I don't know about you, but I think Hercules has one of the best Disney scores in Disney film world. Don't you think?
I absolutely agree. I mean, it's incredible. Yeah.
Each song is just bop after bop after bop after bop.
Exactly. You have like all this incredible gospel inspired music that's like led by the muses, like, you know, Zero to Hero and Gospel Truth and A Star Is Born. Like, those songs are incredible. And then you also have these like huge, sweeping, gorgeous melodies in I Can Go the Distance and
That song
obviously,
makes me cry.
right? It's so beautiful. And obviously, like, I Won't Say I'm in Love is so good. It's such a classic. It really is. It goes down as a classic. And it was all my favorite when I was a kid as well. Like growing up exactly in that time period, and Meg was my obsession, and so it's really cool to get to be a part of this production. Yeah.
When you heard Bradley sing Go the Distance for the first time, did you cry? Because I would have cried.
I definitely welled up, yes, because yeah, it's like our childhood, like it's so cool to see someone, and especially someone that like I've gotten to know now and is such a beautiful human, like perform this music. It's so touching, and it means so much to all of us, especially like in our age group, because we did grow up with it.
Yeah. Have you heard Go the Distance? Yeah, Go the Distance at a Disney park before? Because that if you weep during that, you'll weep even more at a Disney park, because I did.
Oh my gosh, I actually have not heard it at a Disney
When it's in
park.
the fireworks, oh my God.
Oh, I can't even imagine. That sounds beautiful.
Bawling.
Right?
Bawling.
You're just like, I am on my way.
Would you do the same?
Abso-freaking-rudely. Especially at fireworks, because fireworks just get me.
They got me too.
Yeah.
What are some of your personal, like, favorite songs from Hercules?
From Hercules, oh my gosh, I mean, I just named a bunch of them. I mean, I Won't Say I'm in Love is definitely a fave for sure. Maybe I'm biased because, I've gotten to sing it before, so that's like really, really fun. But also, some of the new songs are absolutely brilliant. In this production that Alan Menken did, there's this song called To Be Human that Hercules sings towards the end. I won't give anything away, but it's just so beautiful. It's so simple, and the message of the piece is really, really lovely. So I like that one a lot too.
The messages in all those songs are just so good.
I know exactly. They're so beautiful.
So, was singing I Won't Say I'm in Love for the first time like so much fun?
It was so much fun. I mean, even just in rehearsal, like even just standing with the piano and singing it, like just to know that I was there doing that, and that was my job at that time, was to sing this like classic song that I was singing, in my basement when I was 10 years old. It was just, yeah, it was so much fun, such a joy. It's a great song to like act through too, just to go through that journey with her. It's really cool.
Yeah, plus you like already went in knowing like all the words, so it was like now I just gotta work out the mechanics and the technicality of it.
Exactly. I was like, listen, we've been doing this since
Yeah.
1995.
So I did see the costumes in this show, and they're awesome. However, Meg doesn't have the ponytail. Do you miss the ponytail?
Look, I miss the ponytail. I do. And like, I don't know. It's pretty fierce without it, though. Like, I love the wig is really cool. And so Izzy McCalla plays Meg in the show. I understudy her. But I don't know. I'm going to have to ask her if she misses the ponytail. I would like to know. I think somebody made a point and they were like, I'm glad for Izzy's neck. for her head and neck, because if she had that heavy ponytail for the whole show, she would need some physical therapy afterwards. But yeah, I wonder if she misses it. I miss the look of it, but you know, the other wig is fierce too.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like Disney tends to change it up with their wigs and costuming because, for example, you look at Princess Jasmine in Aladdin, and she doesn't have the bubble braids. I mean, she does for, like, a scene, and for A Million Miles Away, she has the bubble braids, but besides that, her hair is down with the big crown.
Oh, that makes me miss the braids. Now that you mention it.
Yeah, and Ariel's wig is, like, half up and half down.
Oh, come on, you need the mermaid hair.
Yeah, and Belle, I think Belle's the only one that has, like, a true, like, wig.
True to the movie?
Yeah.
You know, it's probably just because, like, being on stage and the logistics of that and, like, you know, carrying the weight of the wig on your head and getting the hair out of your face and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, for sure. What do you enjoy most about but doing a musical like Hercules that's based on a movie?
Ooh. Well, it's been really interesting to see how everyone's taken, like, all the characters from the movie and sort of really put their own spin on it in a way. Like, it's been beautiful to see how they've honored, like, what we know and love and then say, but here's me too, mm-hmm. on top of that, you know? So that's been really, really neat. And also, oh my gosh, like, it's just, again, it's the nostalgia, and like, it brings back so many memories and feelings, mm-hmm. of like watching that VHS and just loving the epicness of the movie. Mm-hmm. When I got to perform a few weeks ago, I got to go on in the role, and that whole experience was incredible. But I remember when I came off stage, at the very end, I came off stage, and Meg has to wait in the wings for a little bit before she goes back on during the finale, Stars Born.
Mm-hmm.
Just hearing that music, like, I stood there in the wings, and I just felt like, I did it, and I just started crying, like, watching all of these beautiful people on stage sing this music that means so much to us.
Yeah.
It was a really cool moment.
Is Hercules a hard show to, like, come down from at the end of the night? Are you still, like, kind of hyper and, like, upbeat, like, for a while after, like, once you get back and, or, no?
Yeah, I think it definitely leaves you on a bit of a high. And all the other folks in the show seem to be pretty hyper afterwards. And all of us are out in New Jersey doing it, so we actually have to travel back to the city after that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we take the vans and stuff, or people drive, and a lot of times just to, like, come down from the excitement, there's, like, you know, either a lot of conversations or, you know, my friend and I will be in the car together and we'll just blast music really loud and, like, sing along and just kind of get the day out of your system, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What is your favorite kind of candy?
Oh, geez. Well, I love sour stuff. So I love, like, Sour Patch Kids or Sour Straws. But if we're talking chocolate, then I'm a Twix girl or Snickers. Sometimes a little peanut is good in there.
Mm-hmm.
Also Starburst. I'm a sucker for Starburst.
What's your favorite color Starburst?
Oh, I love yellow.
Ooh.
I know. And my least favorite is the red ones.
Yeah, the red ones taste nasty.
Thank you. Everyone thinks that the red ones are great. But you know what I like to do is I peel them and I squish them together. You ever do that?
No.
Do it. You can make combinations, and it's really satisfying.
I'll have to try it.
You should.
What was the last Halloween costume you dressed up as?
Oh my gosh. Ooh, this is a hard one. I don't even know if I know. Oh, well, I was working at a place and we had to do like a Greek goddess, which is actually really weird and funny, because Hercules.
Full circle.
So maybe that was like telling me what I was about to do. But yeah, I was Aphrodite.
Ooh,
Yeah.
fancy.
Yes.
It's no Megara, but it was Aphrodite.
Right, you know, trying
Yeah.
out different parts.
Yeah. What is your favorite kind of berry?
Raspberry.
Ooh.
Raspberry, but they're hard to keep, you know. Nowadays, they you put them in the fridge and then they go off so fast,
They
but
do.
definitely.
They.
You feel me on that?
Yeah, they definitely go downhill quickly once you purchase them.
Yeah, but I love like a ripe raspberry, juicy and delicious.
What was the last show you saw on Broadway?
The last show I saw on Broadway was Bad Cinderella.
How was that?
It was so much fun. It was just like pure fun. And also the singing was fantastic. Like the show looked awesome. A lot of the songs were like very memorable, and yeah, it was just a good time. Go if you want to have a good time, for sure.
Isn't it basically like just Cinderella, but like a more punky, more like 2022, 2023 version of it?
Exactly. Yeah, wait, you're like, what year are we
Yeah,
in?
exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like Cinderella's kind of this like bad girl, kind of like owns herself, like doesn't care about what anybody else thinks about her. And then she decides that she wants to go and get the prince, and like the rest unfolds. Based on the same story.
It's just Cinderella's not a maid, she's just a badass bitch.
Okay, I wasn't sure if I could curse, but yeah, she's a badass bitch.
Yeah, you can
Exactly.
absolutely curse.
Okay, I wasn't sure. I was like, well, whatever. Sorry, children.
It's okay.
Yeah, she is definitely a badass bitch, and she is still the maid, sort of, in the family, but it's just more 2023-ified, definitely.
Yeah, because I interviewed Grace McLean.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah.
She was incredible.
Yeah.
Like, so good.
Yeah, her and I, yeah, I interviewed her. We know a bunch of mutual people.
Yeah.
So when I saw she was back on Broadway, I'm like, oh, I know her.
Yes. So you interviewed her before Bad Cinderella,
Yeah.
right? Okay, cool. Because I'd like to hear what she has to say about it. But she was awesome.
Yeah, a lot of the interview I did with her was about not Great Comet.
Ugh, another fave.
Because
That show is so beautiful.
she did Great Comet a bunch of productions of it leading up to Broadway and on Broadway.
Okay, yeah, I thought she was in it on Broadway. Yeah.
Yeah. In the
That's a
same
real miss.
theater.
Oh, was it? Whoa, but it looked completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, that's so cool. I love that.
Would you ever want to go on tour?
It really depends. Totally depends on the situation, on the show, on the position. I love traveling, but it does sound really difficult. No, it
Yeah.
sounds hard. Like doing an 8-show week, but doing it on the road, it sounds really, really, really difficult. And just like to have your life, and like I feel like your life would not be in order, you know? Like I'd have to learn how to live like that, definitely. I'm a creature comforts. I like my creature comforts.
Yeah. What musical would you like to see a revival of?
Ooh. Well, we just had the 15-year of In the Heights, so I'm like, okay, when's that gonna come back? Because
It's about time.
I know they did the movie and everything, but like that is just one of the greatest shows I think ever. It's so beautiful, and so I would love to see it done again for sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if it comes back at all.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope one day.
I was talking to someone recently about the manifestation of a Lin-Manuel Miranda block on Broadway.
Oh my God.
Of have
Block.
yeah, of having Hamilton, In the Heights, Encanto, and Moana all on the same street.
Wow, that sounds magical. They'd have to, the government would have to like rename the block Lin-Manuel Way or something like that. Miranda Way.
Oh, totally. What is your favorite TV theme song?
My favorite TV theme song. Okay, well, this is the first one that popped in my head. I don't know if it's my favorite, but everywhere you look,
Full
there's
House.
heart. That just came in my head, so
I love Full House.
I love Full House too. Such a classic.
It's such a classic. It'll forever and always be one of my favorites.
Forever and always. R.I.P. Bob Saget.
Oh yeah, for sure. What Disney movies do you think should be brought to the stage next?
I mean, you just said Encanto, which there was there something, some sort of like stage?
I think they're probably doing very early readings of it right now because I did see that it's in the works, and in the works probably means they're just trying to cast and do readings and workshops.
Wait, that's not Disney, is it?
Encanto?
It is?
Yeah.
Okay, sometimes I'm bad at remembering
that's Disney.
which company does what. Yeah, that one. That would be really, really fun. That would be so cool to see. What about you? What do you think?
Well, I would have to say, well, one of them is be for childhood purposes, and the other one is for because it would be really cool. But Snow White's been my favorite Disney princess ever since I was a really little kid. Like,
Okay.
really little kid. So, for sentimental childhood reasons, Snow White. But
Yeah.
if I'm being somewhat realistic of a show that I think would do well, Tangled.
Oh, Tangled.
I was just doing an interview yesterday with someone, and I was giving my producer vibes of saying how I vision Rapunzel's hair being wrapped around the theater.
Yes.
And lanterns coming down from the ceiling in the theater during I See the Light.
Yeah, how beautiful would that be? Dang, that's a really good one. And she sings that one song is so good in that.
And last I see the light.
Yeah, that one. I love that one. But there's the other one that she sings at the
The
beginning.
when will my life begin?
Again, yeah, like that's such a great
It
song.
is.
That would be a really fun show. Very aesthetically pleasing as well.
And then bring Donna Murphy back and play Mother Gothel.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's other the other part of it too.
Absolutely. And another great song.
Yeah, I mean, if they
Mariano's best, right? That
Oh,
one?
yeah, don't ever leave this palace ever
Oh
or
my.
this tower ever again.
This makes me want to watch this. I might have to watch Tangled tonight.
Yeah. Now, if they could get Jonathan Freeman to play Jafar in Aladdin on Broadway, they can get Donna Murphy to play Mother Gothel in Tangled on Broadway.
Yeah, come on. Make it happen. Disney magic.
Do you consider yourself to be very athletic?
I love this question. This is a question I was not expecting to get. Actually, yeah, I'm really athletic.
I like it.
I love sports. I grew up playing sports. I'm like super, I just love like being athletic and playing a good game. I miss playing team sports.
Yeah. Now your team sport is being on stage and dancing. Well, that can be a sport on a
It's
stage.
basically a sport. It is. That's what my dad always said. He said, "Kiara, what you're doing is a sport."
I like it.
Yes, thank you.
And what is a fun fact that not a lot of people know about you?
Oh my gosh. Speaking of sports, I am a golfer. Like I almost went to school to play golf.
Wow.
So that's a fun fact.
I like it. Once again, I've been speaking with actress Kiara Trentling. I will see you all on my next episode where I'm chatting with Alexis War from Dancing with the Stars, and So You Think You Can Dance.